Hey everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and the censorship industrial complex is rising fast, my friends. And you should see some of the most recent ways they are going to basically imprison us into a technocratic dystopia. First, we have to talk about the fact that we saw this stabbing in Sydney recently of Mari Mari, the boy 16 arrested after Bishop attacked. And this has led, and by the way, Mari Mari is very much, he's been on Patrick Bet David's show. He's very much more on the conspiracy truther side of things and has been speaking out about a lot of this stuff. So it'll be interesting to see how he responds to this, because they're bringing insane censorship over this issue. Australian police making it clear residents aren't to share or read information not reported by the police. The police, and only the police, will be the sole source of truth. This is the ministry. This is 1984. This is the dystopia that we're walking into. And it gets way, way, way worse than this, because this actually branches into social credit and digital gulags. What we're witnessing right now on a massive scale worldwide, it's not just Australia, and we'll get into a bunch of other countries later, is the destruction of any semblance of free speech in order to indoctrinate us and normalize us to a system of complete self-censorship under the guise of being able to pay for things out of your bank account, being able to eat food, etc. It is insane. And we have to make a point that Australia does not have explicit freedom of speech in any constitutional or statutory declaration of rights, with the exception of political speech, which is protected from criminal prosecution at common law per Australian Capital Television. But this is, it's just, oh my goodness. We are witnessing a massive move into the gulag, my friend. So we're going to get into this story out of Australia, what's happening in Canada, what's happening with Google, what's happening with Scotland, what's happening with Brazil, what's happening with a bunch of these different countries that are restricting free speech on a level that we've never seen before, utilizing big tech and AI, actually. Yeah, imagine that. They're utilizing AI to defeat any human speech. But of course, robots can now decide to bomb people utilizing drones with no human interaction. They get to decide if someone lives or dies, but we can't speak. Welcome to Technocracy, my friends. Welcome to 2024. Anyway, we're going to get into this much more today. If you want to help independent media, who we've been facing censorship since day one, and it's been getting worse all the time. We've been bankrupted. We've been targeted. We've been sabotaged. If you want to help support us, we really appreciate anyone that does. We're over at gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address, and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in, including privacy coins, which help us greatly get around the censors. So, thank you so much to those who've donated thus far. We literally could not survive without you guys. I gave up my home just over a month ago because we didn't have money. And now I'm just living on the road without a home. But this is all about bringing the truth to people. We're not mainstream, and we're not mainstream alternative media either, that also carries a narrative that brings us to a dead end. We tell the truth, and this is why we're very unpopular to multiple angles here. The old narrative and the new narrative. So I appreciate any help we can get. It really means a lot to us. You guys are the heartbeat of independent media. We also have heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off, and you get free shipping in the United States. You don't have to pay all at once, my friends. This is a way to get around censorship of you, where they'll use the food supply and the digital currency system in order to enslave you to a new system where they'll starve you out until you do what they say. And this is definitely one of the major things in the playbook here. So if you don't get prepared today, you won't be able to get prepared tomorrow. So make sure to check that out. Heavensharvest.com, code WAM. Now let's get into this. So we saw this stabbing recently of Mari Mari, the bishop, who of course has been speaking out against the vaccine, speaking out against Israel, speaking out against Islam, etc. So he had a lot of enemies, but there seems to be something very strange about this. And it's like clockwork. He gets allegedly stabbed, though they say the knife didn't open. And now Australia is coming in with technocratic, absolutely dystopian censorship. Australian police making it clear residents aren't to share or read information not reported by the police and only the police will be the sole source of truth. Now, Rumble, which, by the way, if you haven't subscribed to us on Rumble, please do. World Alternative Media. So Rumble, like BitChute, like so many others, are getting absolutely slammed by these censorship rules coming in all these countries at the same time. It says Rumble has received censorship demands from Australia, New Zealand, and other countries that infringe on everyone's human rights. We are noticing a dramatic increase in global censorship, unlike anything we've seen before. We have this from Global Government Affairs at Twitter. It says, the recent attacks in Australia are a horrific assault on free society. Our condolences go out to those who have been affected. And we stand with the Australian people in calling for those responsible to be brought to justice. Following these events, the Australian eSafety Commissioner ordered X to remove certain posts in Australia that publicly commented on the recent attack against a Christian bishop. These posts did not violate X's rules on violent speech. X believes that eSafety's order was not within the scope of Australian law, and we complied with the directive pending a legal challenge. X has now received a demand from the eSafety commissioner that X globally will withhold these posts or face a daily fine of $785,000 Australian dollars, about $500,000 US dollars. This was a tragic event, and we do not allow people to praise it or call for further violence. This is a public conversation happening about the event on X and across Australia, as is often the case when events of major public concern occur. While X respects the right of a country to enforce its laws within its jurisdiction, the eSafety Commissioner does not have the authority to dictate what content X's users can see globally. We will robustly challenge this unlawful and dangerous approach in court. Global takedown orders go against the very principles of a free and open internet and threaten free speech everywhere. Now, by the way, Twitter is censoring people left and right to this day. They openly say freedom of speech, not freedom of reach, but they also say engagement farming will be banned and anyone that does it will be taken down, but they can't define what engagement farming is because, I mean, anyone, every single person is engaged, is trying to farm for engagement on Twitter. When they post something, they want engagement. So it's a very slippery slope, obviously. And it's because it's a big part of a PSYOP. Twitter is a huge part of a censorship PSYOP to stop people from going on other free platforms and get everyone reeled in there so that they can bring them all onto this new social credit system, which they're developing. They're registering it as a bank. And you know, I've been super, super, super censored on Twitter in the days of Elon, who of course wants everyone to get brain implants that are attached to a mesh network funded by the Pentagon. So I don't know why people aren't, you know, cluing in on this. He wants carbon taxes. He said that recently. He wants guaranteed basic income. He wants a cashless society. He wants, you know, AI across the board. He says it's dangerous, but then is developing it. It's absurd. And then brings on Linda Yaccarino from the World Economic Forum. So people are actually falling for this hook, line, and sinker. And thank goodness for people like David Icke, who's been speaking out against it. The Amazing Polly's been speaking out against it, exposing the fact that it's not this way or that way. That's like a limited hangout approach, because what we see with a lot of independent media is it's opposite of mainstream, but it's not. It's just an opposing viewpoint, creating a new narrative, which still distracts people from the truth. The CIA coined the term limited hangout to mean tell part of the truth, but not the entirety of the truth, in order to distract people and misdirect people from the entirety of the truth. And, you know, the CIA with Operation Mockingbird and their censorship over time has led to different opposing narratives. Of course, we see that across the board, but it's what's training technocracy right now. And it's leading to a new form of censorship, which I'll get into shortly, which I think is extremely important to break down. But again, Australia has no explicit freedom of speech, as it says. There is a lot of censorship. Remember what they were doing, going to people's houses when they made posts on Facebook about the fake COVID hoax, and they were approached. I mean, Australia is a very censorship happy country. They have the city of Darwin, which was the first real smart city, which we reported on when it launched years ago, which, you know, tracks and traces everyone and is a model alongside China's zero COVID policies for 15-minute cities, which are abundant with censorship because you won't be able to eat if you don't go along with their narrative. The Defender reports ChatGPT can reduce vaccine hesitancy by parroting public health narratives. See, we're training machines to lie to us and promote narratives that are wrong. And then you have Grok, which just gives you an alternative to the mainstream narrative, which is still just controlled opposition. It is very sad to see so many people fall for either side of this and think any of this is good, because this is another level of Big Brother. This is crazier, actually, than 1984. Natural News reports, if you watch the wrong things on YouTube, the feds could demand that Google reveal your identity. So where's the free speech in that? You looked at things that said, you know, the government is bad. They do these bad things. They're committing murders. They're arming and funding ISIS, whatever it might be. And therefore, the all-seeing eye of Google and their 666 Chrome logo. And you know, by the way, Chrome is their operating system. And Androids is Adreno. So put those together, it's Adrenochrome. Interesting point there that Tim Pachote, the Liberty advisor, pointed out to me a while back ago. But it says, privacy experts are sounding the alarm about two recent court orders that allow the federal government to order Google to release private information about users who watch certain unapproved videos and live streams on YouTube. Remember, this comes at the same time as they're calling for a giant digital ID for everyone on the internet. Obama has called for that. So everyone's search history will be revealed on a digital ID, which of course will train the new digital reserve currency system, the new central bank digital currency, which they're purposely collapsing the dollar to force us into at the same time as destroying the food supply. So we have to have rations later on that CBDC, and they're destroying the grid. So we have to depend on them for electricity, or if we say the wrong thing, we don't get electricity. Unified ledgers, which they're pushing for, the United Nations is calling for them. We already see them in multiple countries. We already see carbon credits on multiple bank accounts. And of course, 15-minute cities where we can't leave our neighborhood. So this is moving fast, my friends. In Canada, we see a lot of this. Canada's battle with big tech, smaller publishers are caught in the crossfire. Independent outlets explain how traffic and engagement have plummeted overnight after Meta blocked news from its platform. The Globe and Mail, one of the biggest newspapers in Canada, Canadians can't read it online. It's beyond absurdity at this point, my friends. It's absolutely beyond absurdity. You know, I was just thinking as I was talking here that I have an old article somewhere on here regarding the CBC News. Oh, yeah, CBC News years ago, which is the government-run media in Canada, said that you cannot comment on their posts because it makes people feel bad if you say something against the government narrative article. I mean, and Trudeau has funded huge amounts of money for these mainstream medias while blocking and attacking independent medias like myself, where I was put on a watch list for asking him a question in 2017 at a press conference. If you type in scumbag Trudeau, you'll see images of me on Google confronting Trudeau. And I was put on a watch list because the government came up to me and said, you can ask one of these five questions. And all the mainstream media took it and I didn't. And because of that, I was wrestled to the ground for asking a question about the carbon tax and then pulled out of the room. And as I was pulled out of the room, he winked and smiled at me. So I called him I said, shame on you and your globalist counterparts. You're a scumbag, absolute scumbag. And it went super, super viral. And it still kind of haunts me to this day because people either remember it in a good way or remember it in a bad way. Canadians will no longer have access to news content on Facebook and Instagram, Meta says. Bill C-18, the Online News Act, received royal assent after passing House and Senate. So it's not just Facebook and Meta and Instagram that's censoring this. It is the Canadian government itself bringing in a bill, Bill C-18, to restrict you from seeing news. All because, because it's bad for mental health to read the news. Just read what we tell you to think and believe what we tell you to believe. It's exactly what Australia is doing, really, in a roundabout sort of way. You know, we have this. Canada's online news law restricts media freedoms. Does Canada still value freedom of expression? Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's newest media law would suggest otherwise. The Trudeau government recently imposed new restrictions on social media companies publishing Canadian media content, calling Canada's democratic credentials into question. Bill C-18, also called the Online News Act, pushes significant social media companies to pay Canadian news publishers for the sharing of their articles and content on their platform. The law was meant to promote Canadian news outlets on social media and make it more attractive for local publishers to share Canadian news over foreign, including American outlets. Instead, it deterred social media companies from allowing them to share Canadian publishers' content, ultimately restricting Canadians' access to independent media, giving their reliance on social media for news, which, by the way, was all by design. They knew this would be an issue. I'm sure they talked with these, you know, globalist-run social media outlets long before any of this happened. The bill is a clear attempt to bolster Canada's media landscape, which is dominated by foreign outlets in the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. The CBC is widely considered a bastion of liberal and anti-American coverage, often printing and broadcasting stories with a tacit liberal bias. This led the Elon Musk owned Twitter to label CBC government-funded media on its platform, irking both the Trudeau government and the CBC, despite its accuracy. It's literally run by the government. And all the other mainstream medias in Canada are too, just in a different way. They're not directly funded, though they did get bailouts a few years ago. They are instead just doing what the government says when it comes to asking questions. From intelligence agencies to literally, as I said, the government telling me, you can only ask one of these five questions. The government writes the questions for a lot of these journalists, so-called journalists. In response to the bill's passage in June, both Meta and Google have neglected to post stories from Canadian outlets on their platforms, or, as CBC reported, blocked Canadians from viewing news from Canadian outlets. Crucial stories like news about the devastating wildfires in northern Canada have been blocked from social media platforms. Trudeau has begun calling out the two social media companies directly. Okay, well, this was by design. They made it possible for this to happen. It's either the biggest fucking idiot in the world, or which he might be, or it's by design. And I think it's by design, because all these places, we're seeing the same shit happening everywhere. Canada rolling out social credit system, citizens' bank accounts linked to obedience scores. This is happening so fast as they're destroying farms, as they're destroying the food supplies, they're destroying a flow of information, destroying the dollar. They are connecting social credit. Our neighbors to the north are implementing a new system called open banking that will link citizens' bank accounts to a new social credit scoring system. By the way, they already did this in the U.S. It's called FedNow. Federal Reserve is already doing this. But in the aftermath of the trucker convoy and other noteworthy protests against Wuhan coronavirus pandemic tyranny in Canada, the Justin Trudeau regime is radicalizing the nation's banking system to make it much harder for citizens to express their voices against political corruption. Proponents of the social credit score-linked banking paradigm say it will make Canadian banks more inclusive. Oh, good. It's always inclusive. Inclusive of people that agree with the government, that is. Allowing them to easily access user data on demand while being able to share information with one another. A World Bank partner called Open Banking Excellence, OBE, which originated in the United Kingdom, is proudly boasting right now that it will incorporate social credit scores with people's banking information in Canada. Canadians will likely receive digital cash and identification in a convenient, all-in-one and inclusive place. Wow, so special and inclusive. It's like they're talking to us like children all the time. And I quote, it's about having that fairer, more inclusive, more society, more open society. Oh, we can help kids cut off their penises and breasts and become one of the new transhumanist species that we're implementing brain chips into in this new world order. Anyway, the OBE founder Helen Child was saying all this and making sure to use all the popular buzzwords to make her project sound like a dream come true for the world. There's with the cashless society, this is a huge move. Disturbingly, OBE already operates in some 40 different countries, claiming that it aims to create exceptional platforms and content that promotes knowledge sharing, new thinking, and partnerships within the industry, catalyzing the adoption of open finance and data for better financial inclusion worldwide. None of this has anything to do with inclusion. If your money's in the bank, it's not yours, it's the bank's. If your money's always going to the banks via digital transactions and legal tender laws, it's never your money. It's always the banks, and you are essentially enslaved to the banking system. If you have a CBDC or a CBDC, you are not the owner of that money. And they only actually owe you 0.666% back, according to the actual metrics of what they have in cash, in deposits for the FDIC. Child's use of the term open society is also disturbing in that this is the ideology championed by international billionaire agitator George Soros. It implies open borders to no more prisons and out of control crime without punishment. All of this substantiating progressive changes in the world. Well, there are crimes that have consequences. Those crimes would be speaking and having an opinion that differs. How forcing Canadians and others around, it's double think. How forcing Canadians and others around the world to maintain high social credit scores in order to buy and sell constitutes inclusivity and fairness remains unknown. OBE officials and other proponents of their construct never really say. Well, by inclusivity, it means that you are part of the state. You're included in the state. You're incorporated with the state. You're a corporate fiction. You're a corporate number. It says it drives financial inclusion is all Childs will say about the scheme. It's democratizing data. I mean, it's just fucking, it sounds like when Kamala Harris talks or Michelle Obama talks, it's inclusive. It's democratizing data. My goodness, they insult everyone's logic, except for there are some pretty big idiots out there. In the left-right paradigm, mostly on the left, but on the right as well, that will go, yeah, democratizing data, this is a good thing. We have to stop those terrorists and have biometrics, said the right. We have to stop those, free speech advocates and these far-right extremists, says the left. It works perfectly. And then, we have to stop destroying the planet by pollution and carbon dioxide, says the left. So we need to restrict people's ability to drive and eat meat and all that kind of stuff. The right says, we have to stop, the food supplies being poisoned and all this kind of stuff. We have to stop eating meat. We have to stop doing all these things. And also we need to ration food so that we have enough food to go around, because we believe every story the news tells us and the mainstream alternative media tells us. So that's what the right says. So we have, on both sides, it works perfectly in the favor of the global industrial complexes of different sorts and different brands. This is happening as J.K. Rowling says, arrest me over the hate crime law, which could land you in prison for 7 years for insulting someone, specifically trans people in Scotland. Absolute insanity that First Minister Humza Yousaf is pushing. That guy is a complete scumbag. And a lot of people are reporting him for anti-white hate speech, which is actually helping clog up the system so that, there's too many reports a day for the police to actually do anything about, which is actually, I think, a good thing. Brazilian government has forced censorship on X. New report reveals they're basically shutting down X in Brazil and saying that they're trying to get a bunch of money out of X as well, just like we see with countries like Australia with this recent censorship move. The weaponization committee reveals Amazon censored books critical of COVID vaccines at the request of Biden White House. Of course they did. We see this across the board, and they openly admit that they did this. And don't forget what they did with the Hunter Biden story and the Hunter Biden laptop story. They blatantly censored stories and shut down journalists that dared to talk about something that we all know is real, recently Hunter Biden admitted that Joe Biden is the big guy that he talks about in those emails and text messages. So again, this is all very much exposed, but nonetheless, it continues, and we continue to see the censorship get worse. Germany's interior minister, no one who donates to a right-wing extremist party should remain undetected. So they're talking about tracking and tracing anyone who says, things that they find to be right-wing extremism, but or donates to a right-wing party or guilt by association. Where have I heard that before? It is just another example of, they keep pushing the bar further. So first of all, it's the left-right paradigm, but we do also see that the left is becoming more left and the right is becoming more left. So therefore, anyone that just believes things that they did 35 years ago is so out of fashion now that even Bill Maher is considered a right-wing extremist now. I mean, it's insane. Nigeria's digital prison has been built and the gates are closing. Earlier this month, the National Identity Management Commission of Nigeria announced the introduction of a new digital digital ID card. The digital ID will be linked to a bank account held at Nigeria's central bank, which has already launched a central bank digital currency. So this is already happening. And they went after the Ogiek people in Kenya who had bad carbon credit scores and restricted their ability to eat and do all these different things. There's so many examples of this exact story happening over and over and over again, which we need to understand. I've reported on it recently. I mean, there's Bill Gates' digital ID that he's unleashing in Sierra Leone, which I reported on in my video, Expose Bill Gates' Digital ID. Gates and UN launched digital ID attached to all financial services and governmental services, but the title would have been too long. So again, this is already happening. The banks are pushing a bill to allow banks and corporations to watch your every move. I recently reported that in a video. So there is so much happening with this. And at the same time, Israel is using AI kill bots. So they're training robots to censor us, training robots to replace us, and training robots to then kill people indiscriminately without being able to, use human logic in the middle to say, hey, this is wrong, or this is the wrong person to blow up. Stop blowing up those aid vans with Christian aid workers in Palestine, etc. It is moving fast, my friends. I've done lots of videos on this recently. And with what we're seeing in Australia, we're seeing in Canada, and we're seeing with, ChatGPT as well. We're seeing with, Ireland, we're seeing with Scotland, we're seeing with the UK, we're seeing with, you know, the Brazilian government across the board. And this is all part of, and Germany, of course, this is all part of bringing us into that new technocratic dystopian system, which they've already basically succeeded at. If your money's mostly in the bank, they've succeeded at it. If you're, if you depend on grocery stores for food, then they've succeeded at it. Unfortunately, I have to acknowledge the fact that most of the people watching right now are not prepared in any way, shape, or form, and they will be eating the bugs and eating mRNA food down the line. I'm sorry, it's just true. We have become so dependent, and it's not to say that a lot of you aren't prepared. I mean, I'm sure many of you watching are, but most, I would say, not. I have to say that just from experience talking to people across the board that are awake. And I understand people say, well, you know, we've been hearing about this for ages, but do we not see that they go 10 steps and take six back and then just keep going? I mean, normalizing us to this, if any of the stuff that we're seeing today was happening just 5 years ago, we would lose our freaking minds. Now we have 15 minute cities, which I'm documenting, and I have a documentary coming out on this, but I still have to finish it. It's, people don't realize how many tens of thousands of dollars a documentary costs with licensing and everything like that. But I have my gogetfunding.com link in the description if you want to help support us with that. But I mean, I was in Oxford, UK, where I saw the 15 minute cities being pushed forward. They're actually going forward with it. That is the ultimate form of censorship. The censorship of the soul of the human, of the consciousness of the human. As Yuval Noah Harari said, he wants to placate everyone on drugs and have people just sitting there drooling, playing video games, no one having kids, etc. That's why we have paraquat and chloramaquat found in Cheerios and stuff like that, which is a puberty blocker they're putting in children's foods. And they will have us all eating ration food that's going to kill us and make us infertile. And of course, at the same time, we have the push for you know, people to be dependent on, for example, a world war system, normalized, I shouldn't say independent, normalized the idea of a world war situation, all based on false flags, which further brings excuses for this kind of conduct and emergency declarations, which the UN said themselves that they would be doing in this year or the next. And we have CBDCs coming out at the same time. It's amazing that it's just like clockwork that this is happening. Well, we have food rations and carbon credits and social credits coming out at the same time as CBDCs, as the dollar collapses by design, as a food supply collapses by design, as the energy grid collapses by design, as the housing market collapses, you will own nothing and you will be enslaved. It's all happening at the same time. Imagine that. It fits together like a puzzle perfectly. And you know, the UN said that they want a unified digital ledger attached to a digital ID attached to your search history, etc. Obama has been pushing this. Remember when he said we weren't spying on people, and then Edward Snowden leaked the NSA documents, which showed that he did, and then everyone was outraged, and now no one's outraged that he's saying everyone's search history should be logged. And besides that, I mean, we also have the fact that X is really taking the lead in, oh, it's a free speech platform, but it's literally getting people onto a network, which is all through a digital ID system. He says he wants a digital ID and everyone's name to be attached to, well, Linda Yaccarina says this, everyone's name attached to a digital ID on the platform. And this is exactly what the World Economic Forum wants. It's exactly what the UN wants. They said last year that they wanted to roll out a digital ID and they would be able to lock down anyone's city, any country, if they want, unilaterally. If there was an economic crisis, another pandemic, a climate event of some kind, a collapse of a currency, black swan event, of course a world war, anything, an alien invasion, they said possibly. I mean, they are literally prepared for this. And Klaus Schwab says himself that the role model for the Great Reset is China. So they've been developing this for a long time. This is all by design. Henry Kissinger met with Mao in the 70s to create an alliance with China to prop them up as a monopoly for trade and essentially push them forward as a guinea pig state for technocracy. He did this at the same time as he was meeting with the Saudis to create the petrodollar system. And now Saudi Arabia is leaving the dollar for BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, which now UAE, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Ethiopia and many other countries are joining. That's a new world reserve currency system. They've literally created their own demise. It's all on purpose. It's suicide. Trilateral commissions, Zbigniew Brzezinski and the Rockefellers propping up China as a guinea pig state for technocracy worldwide. They've already always said that. Social credit came out years ago in China. Facial recognition on city streets, what we would call 15-minute cities, which are really just what they called zero COVID policies, digital gulags, WeChat, similar to what they want to do with Twitter. And all the while, you know, we have, you know, this move to, you know, force people into food rations worldwide and 15-minute cities, so that that is an ultimate censorship. This is what I'm trying to tell people. This is the circle that they brought us to. And, you know, we have, of course, the recent stories out of China where this is a crazy form of censorship, and it is censorship. They're digging up the streets in rural communities to force people out of those rural communities so they join the 15-minute cities and big cities in apartment complexes outside of their homes and their farming communities so that the machines do all the food, agricultural kind of stuff. It's obvious which direction they're going in. These are all forms of censorship. And when Elon Musk says it's freedom of speech, not freedom of reach, I put up a video, it has 750 views out of 22,300 followers after 24 hours. That is a form of censorship because the content of the video is about vaccines. So we have to restrict it from being seen by a lot of people. It continues, my friends, in so many ways. It's such psychological warfare. It's insane. And everyone needs to understand it, because if you don't understand what's to come, you cannot get prepared for it. And to get prepared for it is to withdraw from the very system that allows them to censor you financially and through your food and through your housing and all that kind of stuff and through your electricity. I mean, there are many ways. And as I always say, please, please, please take these options seriously. These are solutions, real world solutions that we have in the description. Heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off as well as free shipping on much of these products in the United States. And this is one of the most important things you can do. Please go and get these now. Stock up so you aren't censored through your food and you aren't starved out, no matter how smart you are, how awake you are. It does not matter if you cannot have access to food when they shut down grocery stores to the extent that they did with vaccine passports, which is just a litmus. This is important. And they're also going to be poisoning the food supply, putting mRNA, et cetera, in it. So again, it's already happening. This is incredibly important. This is why we also have Wild Pastures, where you can get 20% off your life plus $15 off your first box if you use our link. For 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood, no mRNA, no modified RNA, no GMOs, no pesticides, herbicides, antibiotics, hormones of any kind of chemical whatsoever. Again, it's all raised on regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states, delivered to your door, temperature-controlled and customizable as you see fit. So make sure to check that link out in the description. You only get that deal through our link. Again, we have many different things so you are prepared, including buying physical gold and silver and having it in your hands or in a bank account, or not a bank account, in your hands, not in a bank account, in your hands or in a vault. You could go to firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult. Make sure to use our link to schedule a free consultation with Mark Gonzalez and a complimentary investors package. This is very important, my friends. Make sure you sign up with Mark Gonzalez specifically. He's a truth and freedom fighter who is a good friend of mine, and I urge people to go and check that out. Put in the comments when you sign up that you found him through World Alternative Media or WAM. We truly appreciate it. Again, we have many options. Line Energy for battery, solar panels, solar chargers, generators. Of course, we have many different ways here that you don't have to be dependent on the government grid. So use our link and you save money and you get free shipping. So check that out below. Health is important, my friends. Make sure to check out rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. You could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you will save money on these products. So again, this is a very important one. This has been censored for decades, and it's something that I think could save a lot of lives. So make sure to check that out below. Of course, we have madtravnutrition.com, where you can get 100% organic Peruvian coffee from Jamie Ike over at Iconic. Use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you save money. You can also buy Manuka honey there, and you can buy mushroom tinctures. This is very important. So again, help support them, help support us, help support yourself at the same time. Speaking of supporting us, we cannot do it without you. Independent media that's truly independent, it needs your help now more than ever, my friend. So we have our gogetfunding.com campaigns in the description. We truly appreciate all those who've helped us in the past. You guys have made it possible for us to survive. So thank you so much for everything, my friends. We couldn't survive without you. We have gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address, and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including privacy coins, which I think are very important going forward, because privacy coins are a way to get around the digital gulag banking system and the censored financial system, because it is decentralized. It's not based on central banks. It is not traceable and trackable, and it allows you to break free from that system of control and trade privately, even when they have a full rollout of central bank digital currencies. I think gold and silver are important. I think privacy coins are important too, like Epic Cash. Epic Cash is something that I've been supportive of for a long time. I'm not getting paid to say this. I just support what they do. Again, none of this is investment advice, but we have Epic Fund Me link in the description if you want to help donate in Epic Cash. I really appreciate that. It's so that you can lose all your crypto in a boating accident. Wink, wink. Anyway, I appreciate any help we can get. We have a Teespring store in the description as well for merchandise and products that you can buy and help spread the message while supporting us. We are on Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And we're on the Bad Guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms except for Spotify, where we, of course, are banned. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. And as always, the really most important thing that we can walk away from this with is live freely, live by example. Always, it comes down to you. The responsibility rests on your shoulders. Faith without work is dead. Until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth. Be the change.